Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
U.S. News and World Report headline, from the White House, a nightmare scenario. The White House has told U.S. News and World Report, and Rice and others have said it, that we are sure to be attacked, probably the Capitol, right before the election. A massive attack is scenario one. Scenario two, probably the one that the globalists will go with, is a string of small attacks around the country. If we hadn't have exposed who's behind the terrorism, they might have gone with one giant event. They still may do that, or multiple mucho grande occurrences. Very, very serious. We'll be going over that shortly here in the first couple segments. Sarin nerve agent bomb explodes in Iraq. Now, that's the Associated Press headline. Meanwhile, even Rumsfeld saying, well, this is a first approximation, a ground test. It's probably been, 25, 30 times they claim they found sarin nerve gas, artillery shells, and always it turns out not to be the case. We have the images of the UN inspectors before the war unscrewing the tips of rockets and sticking their nose in it. You don't do that if you think that it's sarin or anything else. And they admit they found other rockets and munitions, artillery shells, but they admit that, these were already declared, and many of them sold to Saddam by the U.S., so they can't really parade that around. This is the same Pentagon that gives you videos of fat bin Ladens in dark rooms saying, I'm going to get you. It turns out to be fake. The same ones that plant fake weapons dossiers about uranium from Niger, Africa. I mean, I could go on and on. Mobile weapons, trucks, mass graves, all of this that I still hear being repeated at infinitum. We also have reports of ships landing weapons of mass destruction over the last few months and shipping it into the interior of Iraq. Very, very suspicious. And watching the news, the troops put on their mask and then set off red smoke bombs. And the news went, look at the sarin red smoke that they were releasing smoke bombs, putting on basically a terror drill, which they've had all over the United States. And this is just all part of the psychological warfare. So look at the red smoke, a red smoke bomb. Look, it's scary. Ooh, going to get you any minute. See, he might have had them. So, very, very interesting. Of course, they could pull the stage to capture bin Laden out of a hat any day now. We've gone over that at infinitum as well. Sarin-filled munitions in Iraq worry U.S., and they say, but it may not be sarin. They claim that they've captured four of the people in the black ski mask and turbans, headpieces, that supposedly cut Nicholas Berg's head off. So we'll be going over that. A lot of new torture revelations as well. Big broadcast lined up for you. The websites are www.infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. There's also PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them all out today. And we will, of course, as I said, be taking your calls at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But first, when we get back from the White House, a nightmare scenario. Al-Qaeda is going to get you right before the election, and they've done the little studies, and it says the people will worship Bush if this happens, and Al-Qaeda always comes to Bush's aid, and so expect this to happen unless we get the word out. So we will launch directly into this U.S. News and World Report article when we return. So steadfastly, stay the course and stay with us. Again, 800-259-9231. It is Tuesday, the 10th day already of this. The 18th day. What am I talking about? The 18th day of May. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes, wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central as well. Thank you for joining us. I remember the feeling I got back in July of 2001, all the different data streams at my disposal, my sources in and out of government, the propaganda that was being foisted, the media was showing us bin Laden, telling us how evil Afghanistan was, saying this is about to be your enemy. CFR members were on TV bragging about how terrorists were sure to strike us and how giving up our liberty would keep us safe, drilling us like Jim Jones that when the terrorists strike, give up your freedoms, let the government put the handcuffs on you and get in to the Volkswagen, let Mr. Bundy take you for a ride, you can really trust us. And I'm seeing that same type of chatter. I'm giving you the threat matrix here. And they're preparing everyone, telling us, brace for massive attacks, give up all your freedoms. Government is your God. And this is from U.S. News and World Report up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. From the White House, a nightmare scenario. Now, Condoleezza Rice has been spouting off CFR members, have been spouting off about we're sure to be attacked, why they want to influence our elections, and we won't let them do that. Well, you'll support the Patriot Act after this happens. And now a chilling report from U.S. News and World Report from the White House in nightmare scenario. That is the headline. This week's issue of U.S. News and World Report is now coming out. White House officials say they've got a working premise about terrorism and the presidential election. Quote, it's going to happen. We assume, says a top administration official, quote, an attack will happen leading up to the election, close quote. And he added, quote, it will happen here. There are two worst-case scenarios, the official says. The first, an attack on Washington, possibly the Capitol, which was believed to be the target of the 9/11 jet that crashed, you mean was shot down, in Pennsylvania. Theory two, smaller but more frequent attacks in Washington and other major cities leading up to the election. To prepare, the administration has been holding secret. We're actually under red alert, see, and they're federalizing all the police right now. It's been going on since before 9/11. To prepare, the administration has been holding secret anti-terrorism drills. That's martial law takeover drills. To prepare, the administration has been holding secret anti-terrorism drills to make sure top officials know what to do. Guess how to hand over control and grovel properly to the globalists. There was a sense, quote, says one official involved in the drills, of mass confusion on 9/11. Now we have a sense of order. Unclear is the potential impact, though most Bushies think the nation would rally around the president. I can tell you one thing, adds the official sternly, we won't be like Spain, which tossed its government days after the Madrid train bombings, which was clearly the government there as well. We've gone over the evidence of that. So, and they've been telling you, you won't be like the Spanish. You'll give all your freedoms up, won't you? You'll submit that you're tough. You know what to do. We've done all the big studies at the think tanks. And it says, and the darn thing really works. Show of hands, please. Does anybody really believe it when radio hosts crow about the... And it goes on and on and on into the article. Interesting story here from U.S. News and World Report. So we're going to be hit, and we're going to be hit hard. Lots of terror attacks in Scenario 2. Scenario 1, a decimated capital, smoking ruins. Oh, the emergency government already set up a nearby military base. And secret drills going on, not just all the public drills of blowing up cars in downtown cities from Seattle to Chicago, people in gas masks running about, black helicopters swarming, saving you, drills of locking down your public schools, not letting your children leave. And FEMA has said, Gannett News Service and Associated Press, that under red alert, we virtually have all of our rights stripped. We will be considered enemy combatants if we leave our homes. We can go to the red alert and learn how to be slaves, learn how to have the neighborhood watch expand into the national draft, Stasi, tattletale forces everywhere, no real terrorists to deal with, but the Patriot Act listing all misdemeanors as acts of terrorism, waves of secret arrest. Why, they blew up our Capitol. We can't put up with this. Shut up, it's you people that criticize the loss of liberty that allowed Al-Qaeda to strike again. You're all traitors. You all need to be arrested immediately to keep the homeland safe. They're already calling for it preemptively. They're not going to get away with it, though, as the horror intensifies, as the people wake up, as they look into their children's eyes, the strength, the will rise to the occasion, and evil will be defeated during their greatest gamble to expand and assure their stranglehold on our throats. I would challenge everyone in government, everyone at the lowest level to the highest levels, listening to my voice, to count the cost, to look at the facts, to research what we've laid out here, to look at who stands to gain. You know in government this was all set up before 9/11. You know about the secret drills. You know about the white papers on this. You know what's going on. Stop denying it. Stop using your native intelligence to twist your own psychological processes and to rationalize what's happening. Be strong. Face the horror
at least passively refuse to go along with all of this. You know the government's doing nothing to protect us. You know they fund all the major terror groups. You know the borders are wide open. You know as FBI agents you were blocked from stopping Al-Qaeda. You know the supposed hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. You know public officials got warnings not to fly. You know the CIA did the insider trading. You know they flew 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan to safety. You know the Bushes flew the Bin Ladens out. You know, you understand, stop it. Stop joining this evil. Stop going along with it. Stop making excuses. You're killing America. I challenge you to either openly admit the evil you're part of and make a sick decision, a sociopathic decision that is still more honorable than being lukewarm. I challenge you to join us that have the truth and the liberty and the freedom and the birthright of America, and the spirit of America behind us. I challenge you to join us, to come over and join us, to break your conditioning, or I challenge you to consciously admit what you're part of, and to consciously join the dark side. Stop sitting there in the middle. Stop making excuses. Stop rationalizing. Face it. I demand it. I beseech you. I beg you. On my knees, I beg of thee. To please count the cost, to look inside your soul, to look inside your discernment, inside your guts, to intellectually lay out the facts like a true man or woman would do, to literally spend an hour this evening, you know, turn off the lights, sit there in your easy chair, focus, think about what I'm saying, and you know it is true. Your bones, your very fibers, your sinews cry out against this horror. And many of you out of your internal fear of this system have decided to throw in your lot with it and join it. You are absolutely ensuring a hellish world, a giant control grid, a police state rivaling the worst nightmares of science fiction writers. Please, 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 please listen to me, everyone. You can see the storm, the hurricane, as we're in our ship that is America, raging towards us. You can see the global order rising up out of the sea against us. Life is so short, and to join this evil, you will be destroyed by the evil you serve. So stop being a fence sitter. Decide which side you are on. Stop making excuses. Stop engaging in psychological mental gymnastics. Face the facts. Count the cost. Look into your heart and your mind and your soul. I pray that God will move you. Move you to stand forward and join us in liberty and freedom against tyranny and oppression and dehumanization. Come out from among it or join it. Because when you're on the fence, you have joined it in the worst way. Join it or join us. You do not have a choice. It is only a mental trick you have played with yourself. You know you're apprehensive. You know you're upset. You know you feel bad about what you're doing. You're just following orders. Will not cut it. You will be discarded like so much chattel. You are a paltry nothing to these people. When we come back, more fake weapons of mass destruction discoveries. Supposedly captured 4 of the beheaders. New torture revelations on a score of fronts. Your phone calls. I'd like to hear from military, police, fire chiefs, sheriffs out there listening. You've called many times before. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you echo my words, or are you against us? Where stand you? Declare yourselves! Because the enemy of humanity will give none of us quarter. And when you go into the devil's camp, he will sup on your blood and the entrails of your children. You fools! We'll be back. Stay with us. The transmission globally will continue as we head headlong into the hurricane. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I have seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists control the ports, the infrastructure, the technological control grid. They do not control our minds, our souls. Now, you heard what I had to say to you out there. Where do you stand? With whom do you declare yourself? With the forces of the New World Order? With the terrorist? Or with the last-ditch effort, the growing movement, the ragtag lovers of liberty and humanity and decency and honor and family? They are scientifically trying to sear our conscience, destroy our morals, break up our families. I mean, ABC has just bought the rights to the British wife shop swapping program. I mean, it's just the levels of degradation are accelerating. It's incredible. And I think about all the crimes the globalists have committed, what they've been caught doing, and how people are still in denial. It is time to stop being in denial, my friends. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go to calls now, and then I'll get into sarin nerve agent bomb explodes, even though they say it may not be sarin. We'll give you the background on that. Four arrested over beheading of U.S. businessman in Iraq. Bush installing veteran interrogator as Iraq dictator. We'll also get into Mrs. England admitting more of the horrors they put people through at Abu Ghraib. Army, CIA want tortured truth exposed. They're saying, how dare you blame us? We were ordered to do it. And I'll tell you, this is really unraveling quickly. Just a plethora of key news and information coming up. The toll-free number to join us, I want to hear from police, military, firefighters. Which side do you stand on? Do you deny the facts, the evidence? 1-800-259-9231. John in Texas, first caller, 26 minutes and 20 seconds into this global transmission.
Alex, I want to thank you for an absolutely riveting hour last night on Alan Cohn's show. Every time he tried to knock you off balance, you maintained your composure, and you were excellent in your delivery. It was really a good performance.
Well, thank you. I'm surprised he had me on for almost an hour, and a lot of the callers agreed with us. And
he did try to knock you off your balance, but the way you maintained your composure was really great, I thought, and I really salute you for it.
Well, where were you listening to us?
Here in Dallas.
Okay.
I kind of got thrown off because you said you were going to be on the first hour. Well, the local station doesn't carry the first hour.
Well, they changed it last minute to the second hour.
Well, that's good because I was able to get it on tape, and I'm going to be sending it to some of the program managers around the town here so that maybe we can try to get you on locally.
You know, he really is the conservative compared to Hannity on the many issues.
Exactly, and he doesn't even realize it himself. He allows himself to be pigeonholed in the opposite category.
Well, I mean, he's an ultra-liberal, but compared to Hannity, he's a right-winger. Well, I'm serious when I said that. I mean,
he calls himself a liberal, but just like you said, many of his stances are very conservative.
Yeah, I mean, on the social issue, he's very liberal. But he was pretty fair after he got me off. He said, why is Alex still alive? Why is he? Well, because God wants me to be alive, and I'll be alive until that second God wants me dead. And there's thousands of prominent people fighting the New World Order. There's German defense ministers saying what I'm saying, British environment ministers saying what I'm saying, former Bob Dole chief of staff saying what I'm saying. I mean, there's countless prominent people saying what I'm saying.
Well, I just wanted you to know, I thought you did an excellent job, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New York. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, would I be able to hear that broadcast, Alan Cohn's broadcast with you on it through your website?
No, it's not my broadcast.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, how's this New World Order? How are they going to put these chips in us? What's the scenario? What are they going to do to us with that?
Well, as I said, and I'm not bragging, 5 years ago I said they're going to do it through style, through the counterculture party movement. Oh, the squares are against it. To get into luxury bars, topless bars, to get discounts on merchandise. It's going to be sold again. You know, the soccer players have it, the movie stars have it, and that is indeed how it's being sold to us, as the Army document in 2000 said they would.
Right, and you're right on with that. But what happens if you don't want it?
You'll just get charged 30-40% more, just like if you don't have the loyalty card, you get charged more at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then they're just going to phase it in. If you're going to be a firefighter, a police officer, you'll have to have it. That's public. All the military is going to have it. Then the prisoners have to have it. Then you see how this works?
Yeah, right. Well, thank God we have you fighting for us.
Well, sir, we have no power without you taking action.
Oh.
You are the leader. You're the X-Wing going in against the Death Star.
All right.
All right, that's the analogy. How many guns? I'd say about 20 guns. Some on the surface, some on the tower. Lock your foils in attack pattern and engage. Shut up about the size of that thing. Engage it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and all of you are those men and women with guts to stand in the gap, to tell the truth, to have the courage to admit the horror that we face, that we have a tyrannical, insane, and drunk-on-blood system that is feeding on us all. You know my X-Wing analogy of the Patriots going in against the New World Order Death Star? I even gave that analogy to Vanity Fair a few months ago, and they even put it in the article. So my little analogy's been immortalized in Vanity Fair. I got a call from Vanity Fair a few weeks ago. They're doing an article about Lord Bush, and they wanted information on Bohemian Grove. It'll be interesting to see if they print that yet another article. Why is this broadcast getting so much attention? Why are they having to respond to me? Because I'm just one fighter on the beaches in this war against the New World Order. because so many of you, millions of you, are educating millions of others. And the globalists know that their time is short. They've got to move and move quickly. They've got to escalate things to try to scare us into submission. And again, U.S. News and World Report from the White House, a nightmare scenario. White House officials say they've got a working premise, quote, about terrorism and presidential election. It's going to happen, we assume. This is a top administration official. An attack will happen leading up to the election. And he added, it will happen here. There are two worst-case scenarios, the official says. The first is an attack on Washington, possibly the Capitol, which was believed to be the target of the 9/11 jet that crashed into Pennsylvania. And General refused to follow orders and did have that aircraft shot down. We have that from inside sources. The globalists plan to fly that right into the Capitol. Think of the martial law we'd be under with that. Theory two, smaller but more frequent attacks in Washington and other major cities leading up to the election to prepare. The administration has been holding secret anti-terrorism drills to make sure top officials know what to do. It's how to hand over complete control and love martial law. They're drilling for the final takeover. It's Tommy Franks and General Eberhardt have said in major publications. What do you think about that? Are you going to sit by and watch that happen while the borders stay wide open? While they metastasize their secret police forces, bring in a new national draft, 18 to 49. Much of that draft force, millions to be here domestically as spies and tattletales, as our journey to the Stasi secret police state is complete. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls, Gene and others, here in just a few minutes. But I want to hear from police, former and current military. I want to hear from you. You've been listening for years. You've called in police chiefs, sheriffs, county commissioners. I want to hear from you. What are you going to do about this? What are you going to say publicly? What are you going to do as the terror attacks take place? As we watch the last vestiges of the Republic being swept away by the Empire, the dreaded dreadnoughts, the messimers of the New World Order fleets attacking our psyches, our soul, our economy, our physical structures with their poisons and the water supply in the air. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there on low boil and watch your family's future flush down the tubes into the waiting mouth of the devil himself? 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Do you even have the courage to call in and tell us where you stand, which side of the equation you are encamped upon? Do you realize that by serving the New World Order and its dark lord, you will destroy everything that is good and decent? Do you realize you're a player at the most pivotal point in human development in history? Let me cover a little bit of news and we'll go to your calls. Sarin nerve agent bomb explodes in Iraq. Just magically an artillery shell that they were looking at explodes, and they pick up preliminary reports of sarin nerve gas, and then Rumsfeld even says it may not be sarin. Preliminary tests say it is, and there's been dozens upon dozens of times where the same story came out and it turned out it was not sarin. But then they go on to admit, well, there were thousands of tons of sarin, mortars and rockets and artillery shells, lying about the country, literally hundreds of depots declared by Saddam. We have video of these bunkers being blown up during the Gulf War. Kamisiyah, one of, again, hundreds, well over 100, and they admit, well, most of these are declared sites, and we can't rightly say that Saddam had this, you know, after this, after the inspections. But still, the neocons howl, and the Associated Press howls and yells and screams, we found the weapons of mass destruction. Of course, remember 3 weeks ago that building blew up and they claimed it was sarin, and later it turned out it wasn't a chemical bomb. But it doesn't matter, that's in the back of the paper, that retraction. Sarin nerve agent bomb explodes in Iraq. Somebody needs to tell Christopher Toricha, Associated Press writer, that Rumsfeld in his own article says it may not be sarin. A roadside bomb containing deadly sarin nerve agent. Oh, really? exploded near a U.S. military convoy that U.S. military said Monday it was believed to be the first confirmed discovery of any of the banned weapons that the United States cited in making its case for the Iraq war. Two members of a military bomb squad were treated for minor exposure. You get minor exposure to sarin, you can say bye-bye. But no serious injuries were reported. The chemicals were inside an artillery shell dating to the Saddam Hussein era that had been rigged as a bomb in Baghdad, said Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, the chief military spokesman in Iraq. It appears two chemical components in the shell, which are designed to combine and create sarin during flight, did not mix properly or completely upon detonation. Oh, so now the test won't show it's sarin. A U.S. official said, speaking on condition of anonymity, Kimmett, however, said a small amount of the nerve agent was released. Two former weapons inspectors, Hans Blix and David Kelly, said the shell was likely a stray weapon that had been scavenged by militants and did not signify that Iraq had large stockpiles of such weapons. Kimmett said he believed that the insurgents who planted the explosives didn't know it contained the nerve agent. Sarin type agents produced by Iraq were largely of low quality and degraded shortly after production. UN inspectors said in March of 2003 report they said it was unlikely that agents produced in the 1980s would still work today. U.S. troops have announced the discovery of other chemical weapons before, only to see them disapproved by later tests. A dozen chemical shells were also found by U.N. inspectors before the war. They had been tagged for destruction in the 1990s, but somehow were not destroyed. The Iraq Survey Group confirmed today that a 155-millimeter artillery round containing sarin nerve agent had been found. Kimmett said the round had been rigged as an IED improvised explosive device, which was discovered by U.S. forces convoy. Donald Rumsfeld, the embattled defense secretary, cautioned everyone that this could not be sarin, or it could be sarin, on and on and on and on. So what do you think about that? I would just add to all of this that we have a government that's been caught planting fake letters from troops in newspapers that has created fat bin Laden tapes that are admitted to be fake voice print tapes, that has created fake Niger uranium documents, fake mobile weapons trucks that they consciously knew had already been inspected years before. They raced to the sites, declaring each declared site was a weapons cache. The mass graves of people in boxes of sand were an exchange program between the Iranians and the Iraqis from their eight-year war that claimed millions of dead in the aggregate on both sides. So you can't believe, I mean, the Pentagon told you 2 years ago that the Office of Strategic Information was going to lie to you for your own good, and their first official report was that they were not going to lie to you, their first big lie. So when they tell you they're lying to you, so when they get caught later, they go, well, we told you, it's no big deal. So this is the type of stuff we're facing. Also, Sky Television News reporting, execution four held, four people have been arrested over the beheading of American Nicholas Berg. Iraq sources say the 26-year-old businessman's decapitated body was found 10 days ago in Baghdad. His killing was shown around the world on the Internet. The poor-quality website video shows Berg dressed in orange overalls, kneeling on the floor with his hands tied behind his back. There were five masked men behind him. One read a statement urging Muslims to take revenge over the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by American soldiers. The masked men then pushed the American contractor to the floor and shouted, "God is great," above his screams. His head was cut off with a knife, then held aloft. The website said the execution was performed by Abu Maseb al-Zawahiri, a top ally of al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Ziyada. Now, I would add to this that they admit that this Zawahiri guy was killed 3 months ago. That's MSNBC, but no doubt he'll be killing people for years to come, and captured for years to come, and killed for years to come, and it's a public joke that they do all of this. What do you think about that situation? Let's go ahead and talk to Gene in Kansas. Gene, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
I've talked to you when you first come on your program up here several years ago, and since that time I've been lost some of my communications. I can't hear anything at all much on this short wave. But the reason I called today, we know that we're being lied to about everything in the world, what's been going on here. And what I'm kind of concerned about, I know you know about David Private News. I just got a letter in the mail yesterday. We got a concerned citizens group here in Kansas City.
It's Michael New.
Yeah, Michael New, Private News. He's tied up there now. They got things tied up there, so they need some money. If anybody that hear anything at all, know anything about it, every daggone member of the VFW and the American Legion ought to get into better and help support that boy.
Okay, for those who don't know about New, a lot of people don't, believe it or not. He refused in Macedonia to go under UN control or UN generals and to wear the UN blue. And he had a great exemplary record, and then they went after him, tried to court-martial him, and he's been in court ever since now, trying to get his good name back. But on top of all of this, sir, do you have any comments about more staged, sarin bombs, supposedly grabbing four of the people, lopping off Berg's head, the White House saying an attack is sure, before the election. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, there's no question about it. They've lied as much about everything, Alex. They've lied to us about everything they've come into. They're lied about it. I know I heard the news this morning on CBS, I believe it was. This guy was talking, just a minute I caught him there, about what they've lied to us about everything. He's talking about the 60-minute deal. I forget what video that is they had where they showed when Bill and Hillary was sitting there lying about Jennifer Flowers. And some part of the building fell down. And this guy,
yeah, the lights fell on him. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's a pretty funny video. Let's talk to Ralph in Tennessee. Ralph, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
Have you heard any news on the Christian Coalition having a meeting on the 20th with our leaders about bringing state and church together? Been hearing some news on that. What's your opinion on that? Isn't that against our Constitution?
Well, the separation of church and state is from a letter from Thomas Jefferson to a religious body, to a church.
Mm-hmm.
There is no separation of church and state. There is the First Amendment that states that begins, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then it goes on to freedom of the press, freedom to assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievance, right to gather. That's all embodied in the First Amendment, but they teach school children it's freedom of the press, and that's it, freedom of expression, that they've kind of warped it into. But you have the opposite. The government is to have nothing to do with any religion in this country. They are to leave it alone. You can have leaders who are religious themselves, who are Christian, carrying out their beliefs through government as elected representatives in our constitutional republic. Now, the faith-based initiative is a multi-billion dollar payoff, merging the government to control the church in America, to use it as its tool. That is a complete violation of the First Amendment, because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So it's the complete opposite. They say separation of church and state, that means to them the government runs the churches and tells you, you can't talk about politics. Congress shall make no law. What do these people need to fix? So this is... it's like vouchers. Neocons say, we need vouchers for private schools. Well, that brings federal control into the schools. And the poor neocon followers don't get that. So, again, it's always the opposite. It's always more control.
Yeah, that's it's becoming more control. And, we've had presidents assassinated for such reasons of wanting to stay separated with church and state. And it just seems to me that... that there's a certain church causing this.
Well, no, it's the government controlling the neocon Christian groups that say abortion's good in China, microchips are good, the Patriot Act is good. These are devils leading a bunch of good people astray. Thanks for the call. Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on the air globally.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, are you there, Alex?
Yes, we're on the air. Hello.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm on a...
ma'am, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, you were talking about Vanity Fair and how they had contacted you again and wondering why you, and I think perhaps they're paying attention to their mail. I don't know how many other people wrote to them, but I did after reading that first article that they did. And, you don't get a lot of space, but in a very tight and... focused article, I pointed out that this author had thrown everything together into one big pot and just shaken it, that he had slighted radio, and then I recommended that they actually listen to your program for a while and they would understand that talk show in general, the good hosts who are doing this.
Yeah, what they did is they mixed space aliens in with prior knowledge of 9/11.
I addressed that directly in my letter, and I also addressed his statement that these people get their information from the same sources as you or I, is how he put it, the newspapers. And
yeah, all we do is analyze their propaganda. We stick to things we can prove, but in every case, they try to mix fiction in with reality in a way to discredit. But we're going to continue to say the Earth is round while they say it's flat. We're going to win the day.
Right. Well, I pointed that out to them, and perhaps someone actually took the trouble to listen. I hope so.
Well, good job. Anything else?
No. Just keep up the good work. I love your program.
Thank you, Maggie. We'll come back, take more calls, get into more news at 800-259-9231. And I want to hear from the police out there. Which side are you on? We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Do you think they're going to have the stage capture of Bin Laden, who my government sources tell me died over 2 years ago from kidney failure? His body's been on ice ever since. Then about 6 months ago, we started seeing mainstream news articles along this line. Do you think they're going to go ahead and certify this as sarin and say, Saddam, see, he got us? And this is all a good war, which legitimizes the UN's aim of targeting countries that have weapons that everybody else has? What do you think about these four guys they grabbed who were, quote, suspects of cutting the head off? And they're claiming, you know, that a dead guy cut Mr. Berg's head off. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. The White House saying, we're going to be hit by terrorists. The Capitol may be destroyed. We're going to take all your freedoms. Martial law's good. What do you say to all of this? I mean, I keep challenging police, military, others out there. I want to know your mind on this subject. I mean, what do you think about the evidence we bring forward here daily on this broadcast? 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you disagree with me on any of these issues, you'll go to the head of the line. We defend our ideas here. We don't screen the calls. I know we got callers. We'll go to Cliff and others here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, I do want to encourage all of you who want to join us in this historical fight against the globalists to realize that the pen is mightier than the sword at this juncture. The globalists talk about how the mind wars are the most important facet. Well, we have the truth. They have the lie. They have overwhelming force. But we have the truth, which is an impregnable stronghold that can pierce their propaganda. And our forces are growing. That's why they're accelerating their program of domination and dehumanization. You need to get my videos. I've made 10 films. I've written a book, published a book, carry other great books, books on tape, other wonderful videos, a great new video, very professionally produced, by Jews of the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, called Innocence Betrayed. You also get three little booklets on the history of gun control in comic book fashion with the video. When you get Innocence Betrayed, the 180 million people killed by gun control fanatics, you need to have this very, very important video and expose those that want to disarm us and why they want to do it, to expose the gun control fanatics and who runs them. You need to get also my videos on 9-11, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror. Need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. You need to get all of these items. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the secure, safe online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to order the videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my videos. Discounts when you get multiple books or T-shirts. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your support is needed for this broadcast. That's all. You also support us and spread the word. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Cliff in Oklahoma. Cliff, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was calling. I was wondering, you had mentioned something about one of the generals for the flight that was in Pennsylvania.
Yes,
he had shot down the plane, or what exactly happened?
Well, we had Colonel Don DeGrand Prix on. We're going to be getting him back on, and his military sources have turned out to be very accurate in the past. And they had a symposium 2 years ago in D.C. about it. I went over all of this, but yes, they'd all been ordered to stand down. But a general there from the North Dakota National Guard, who'd just been moved weeks before to Virginia, ordered the shoot down of the flight 93 over Pennsylvania that was going directly for the Capitol.
Wow. Well, that's really interesting, and that also goes along with the other report about how the CIA was flying this, buildings are going to be flown into the...
Yeah, I'll tell you what, stay there, we'll talk about it. Yeah, they ran a drill that morning at 8:30 in the morning of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon, just magically, and that's how they ordered NORAD to stand down. It's just a drill, but as the building smoked, folks found out it wasn't. We'll be right back. Stay there, Cliff. We'll come back to you. Second hour, straight ahead.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888 888- 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.